Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome into this Monday edition of the flagship. I'm your host, Zach Berry. Joining me, Mr. Ben Garrett. Big, big weekend for Ole Miss. Honestly, I don't know if it could have been scripted any better. Maybe a sweep for baseball would have been scripted better. You probably would have scripted a sweep. Top to bottom, A to Z, Ben, the weather was fantastic. The Grove Bowl Games was a smashing success. Shout out to my buddy in front of the program, Michael Borky. I think he summed it up best on Twitter when he said, it looked like everybody was having fun. And that's what it should be. It's a spring game. It's silly. It doesn't matter. It has no value or consequence to the season that is coming up. But yeah, it's great. They had a lot of fun. Good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. I'm doing great. If I look disheveled, it's because I am disheveled. Been a long morning. I had to rush the pups, my sweet rosy pups. My Shizu, my Shipu, had to rush her to Memphis to Collierville because she was sick. She'd eaten something. She's a trash panda, Zach, and she'd eaten something finally that just did not sit well with her. She looked like she was having a seizure, but fortunately, you know, they just gave her a shot. She's good to go. Now she's napping. So forgive me for not showering in my return to my podcast, The Flagship, here on the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, affiliate of 103. Talk of Champions, search wherever you get your podcast, you'll find us there. And Zach, you're the man, you know, every day bringing out a new flagship. And we're sprinkling in some Ivy Leagues. I got a Ivy League extra credit coming soon with one special guest, AJ Brown. So, you know, be on the lookout for some stuff. I'm still here. I'm just more behind the camera, which I think we all can appreciate because, I mean, look at me. I'm Ginger Shrek. And let's limit this. You know,
that's very current event ish of you in an election year to have the mayor on the Ivy League. The spring game. Look, I was literally just texting a buddy. I'm internally cackling. I saw Phil Steele, the OG magazine college football guy. He tweeted, just watched the Ole Miss spring game that was in quotes. Got very little out of it. Dunk contest, tug of war, hot dog eating contest, obstacle course, no pads during 7-on-7, 50-yard field goal, not worth watching, don't waste your time. Now Phil is a sicko, and he works hard, and he has a magazine where he literally previews everyone in the country. So, yes, he's looking for things that, you know, that he can talk about leading into the fall. I get it, but for everyone else that is just out there trying to have fun and enjoy a phenomenal April Saturday, dude, top notch.
I agree.
I mean, high marks for everyone. It was great. I thought the move by Kiffin to do this was genius. Not only to incorporate a collaboration with someone like Joey Chestnut.
Brilliant.
Which if you haven't listened to the interview on the flagship from last week, please do. He was a treat.
Phenomenal. Good on you for that one, by the way. You deserve some credit for that. Just completely on your own, reached out to him and got that done, and that was great.
Yeah. Shout out to our guy, Drew Moak, proud sponsor of the show and USA Benefits Group. He hooked it up. But, yeah, I mean, hot dog eating contest. They tug of war. Right. They incorporated the Greek, you know, fraternity sorority. The dunk contest was cool. I had no idea that they were going to actually have a court on the field. That was pretty awesome.
Nice touch.
Had it down there by the students, so they had the Club Red sign up there. If you're wanting the hardcore football thing, sure, you're not going to like it. But it seems like everyone else had a great time, and no one got hurt. So that's the important thing.
I agree completely. I love Phil Steele. I've been reading him. I'm now 38 years old. I've been reading him quite literally since I fell in love with football, which was about age three. This is not a knock on him at all. He was looking for ball, true ball. Like he's still very much a traditionalist in his evaluation and scouting stuff. So if you're one of those like Phil Still, absolutely, he's right. That was not for you. That wasn't for you at all. But for those of us that are in it here at Ole Miss every single day, covering this stuff every single day, jumping on here on a Monday morning, dressed like a homeless person every single day, no matter what, I thought it was a perfect balance of the silliness and absurdity of college football in 2024, but also the actual work that matters. There's nothing consequential ever, regardless of approach, to the actual spring game. Even a Nick Saban, who was hardcore, and I'm sorry I keep showing y'all this. This is my daughter's ponytail holder, and she told me to keep it, and apparently I'm going to keep it for the rest of my life. She hasn't asked for it back, so proving a point. But even Nick Saban would tell you, the real work is the practices. The actual practices, when they send us away after four periods, in the case of Lane Kiffin, and they work on things or individual things, more specialized, that's the work. And it's the same thing, and it was the same thing even before the advent of NIL and the explosion of it in college football. That's what it was. And, you know, spring football, while they did all this work, they did it more behind closed doors. They started to shut things down in late 2010s, early 2020s. It was all pretty much shut down. And Phil's looking for the only opportunity he's going to get this spring of evaluating Ole Miss for his national scouting thing. So, again, I completely sympathize with Phil, but knowing this place like we do, which is a lot different and more intimate, certainly, than Phil, I thought it was pitch perfect. I thought it was a blast. I thought what was really fun about it, the most fun thing about it, and I want to hear what you think about this, is it felt a lot like not the Super Bowl itself, but all the events that lead up to the Super Bowl. This is a humble brag, and I don't mean for it to be, but it's going to be. I've personally attended two Super Bowls, you know? And thanks to my dad, you know, privileged, you know, got my whole paid vacation twice to football nirvana. But both times, like, for me, it wasn't about the game because I'm a Cowboys fan. It was about all the other stuff. And you'd have these different pockets of events with stars, you know, like you'd see Doug Flutie was doing something with FanDuel. Well, it wasn't FanDuel at the time. That wasn't around. But you get what I'm saying? Like, you see all these different – so you had A.J. Brown announcing his foundation, which that's going to be the subject of the Ivy League Extra Credit coming up on this, the Talk of Champions podcast network on the flagship with my man – is it the other way? My man, Zach Berry. You know, A.J. Brown's launching his foundation. You've got Cody Corentown, Elijah Moore. I mean, A.J. Brown hadn't been interviewed in regards to Ole Miss by an Ole Miss person in an Ole Miss setting since he left here. And now he's the most, or at least top three as far as highest paid in the NFL. So a really great weekend. Joey Chestnut's now entered the Katy Perry pantheon of Ole Miss pop culture immortals. I just thought it was pitch perfect. And I look forward to seeing how it evolves now, as I think becomes the custom, at least under Lane Kiffin, forever, however long he's here at Ole Miss, moving forward.
I thought, like, it's probably not, well, I don't know, maybe the target, maybe not the target demographic for Lane Kiffin, but he certainly wouldn't hate it. Both of my kids were dialed into the spring game. I just had it on in the background, and they were just eating lunch. Mm-hmm. Normally they would ask for me to change it and put it on, you know, a movie or a show. The hot dog eating, the tug of war. I mean, two small kids thought it was awesome. I think that's the point, is it's not a serious football game. Like you said, practice is scrimmages, drills, endo, all the grunt work. The spring game is supposed to be fun. It's supposed to get out there, continue to build the brand that is Ole Miss. That's a thing, you know, on Sunday at the Under Armour camp. Anytime I talk to a prospect and ask them about Ole Miss, the word fun, the words laid back, that's big with the staff. I think that's a more inviting atmosphere for transfers and high school kids when it's not, you know, hardcore work every day, 9 to 5, get in here, we yell at you nonstop, it sucks, and then, you know, hope we win a lot. Now, Ole Miss is like, hey, we're going to have fun. Like, we're going to work, but we're going to have fun doing it. We're going to make it create, you know, a creative, unique environment for everybody. And I think that that's exactly what Ole Miss did. But if you're looking for some ball, there was a little bit. And I like what I saw. The one thing that stood out to me the most, AJ Maddox was pretty impressive in the little bit we saw of him. Got to see a good bit of what Charles Power and Cody Belair liked about him as a high school prospect.
They both worked for On3, national evaluators of recruits for On3. Just want to give them their shouts.
Scouting and rankings. Folks, they talked a lot about like a very mature mechanical approach to the position, manipulating arm angles. He did that on Saturday. He was squeezing them into tight windows, you know, dropping down three-quarter. Yeah, everybody says it's the Mahomes thing as he's kind of made it his own.
You hear that? It's the hype train. It's the hype train rolling down the tracks. Here we go.
But, yeah, I mean, you know the arm talent that Austin Simmons has. He's a phenomenal pitcher for the baseball team. Everybody's seen the videos of him spinning it in practice. We haven't seen a lot of AJ Maddox. So it was good. I thought, like, he had some good, you know, drives. It was a 7-on-7, a small field. But I thought he did some good things. I continue to bang the drum about Trey Amos. I don't think he's talked about enough and how important of a pickup that was. He made some good plays in coverage. That dude's battling every day with Trey Harris in practice. So maybe he is getting the, like, man, this sucks 9-to-5 when he's having to cover Trey Harris all the time. But and Pooh Paul had an interception. You're seeing, I know we didn't get to see a lot of the trenches because 7-on-7, but a lot of the transfers that were brought in, a lot of the high school guys, really excelled. Caden Lee had two touchdown catches. Mm-hmm. Walker Howard had a nice deep ball that was perfectly dropped in the bucket. So, yeah, there was some ball. It wasn't all, you know, field day, Pro Bowl games type stuff. So, but I liked it.
It was mostly silly Pro Bowl games, carnival, greatest showman stuff. And that's what I absolutely loved about it. It had gotten past stale doing the mock game. And even if it wasn't for you, that's okay. I wish there was like an online Ole Miss suggestion box, you know, to say, hey, well, I didn't love the tug of war, but maybe y'all should try this because you're still all in it together. Oh, wait, there is a place. There is. You know what it's called? The Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3. That's omspirit.com, the best coverage of Ole Miss sports anywhere on the web. I'm biased, of course, because I work for them, but you can sign up today for just $1. Point being is I thought
people
it was great.
People are saying it, Ben. People are saying that.
People are saying it. I thought it was great, and I thought what a unique way. Joey Chestnut coming in, that was the hook. That was great. Lane Kiffin, that's the brilliance of it to me, the creative brilliance of that. It's just a masterstroke as far as, like, what is Joey Chestnut doing right now? Nothing. So let's call him, brand the whole thing. It's great. I mean, he's always been a brilliant showman. You know, Lane the Showman showed out Saturday. All right?
Yeah.
And in 2024, a lot of what we do here in the sport is showmanship. And he's the master of it, you know? He's the master of it. And to see it happen like that, and yeah, it's not for the ones looking for ball, but Phil Steele, maybe if he came today, you know, Monday, this is the last practice they'll have. They have to get 15 in. Maybe they do some ball today. You're more likely to have seen that today than you would have Saturday if you're tuning in, but that's not what it was for. I applaud Lane for really leaning into it's like when you're late at night back in high school or whatever, when you're hanging with your friends, or maybe you got out from a long night out doing something or whatever, and you're laying in the bed and you cut it on ESPN2 and you see, like, you know, the log throw, right? Or the axe throwing competitions, like ESPN the Ocho. It's the whole joke from Dodgeball. And I love that because I'm used to seeing, for as long as I've been on this earth, so 38 years and Ole Miss is all I've known and done, I'm used to seeing about 3,000 max, it feels like, at spring games. And while there were only probably not all that much more than that, there were more than there typically is, but the hook wasn't what kept them. These were fans that were engaged, Zach. Like, they were into it. They were having fun. It could grow and organically evolve into something to which the old outdated way, it was just that outdated. It had grown stale. So Man, give Lane Kiffin a lot of credit. I thought it was a blast. I don't think there's anything football-wise, in my opinion. I didn't see much of it, so I'll take your word on that to take from something like that. But that does still doesn't change the value of it, right? Because I've seen it on our message board, too. People have been talking about how they didn't like the light practices, how they were half-heartedly running, or maybe going half speed is a better way to put it, going half speed in practice. That was by design because Lane's – I mean, he's not sweating anything in the spring. For him, he's just trying to get these, keep these guys healthy.
Yeah.
But more and more, when you think about it, they were installing, getting ready for this and that, and keeping them healthy, working towards the event. This is of the spring. It's like a part of Double Decker now, and that's what it always should have been, all from the brain of Lane. So I think it was great. I really do. I hate it for Phil because I know Phil's tuned in to see – Walker and Austin Simmons really sling it. And they did at times in 7-on-7, but you can't really evaluate that. I thought it was a blast for sure.
Call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group. He can help you with any of your health insurance needs. Drew is an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi and licensed in 7 states. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage with access to 35 different carriers, regular health plans, to life insurance, to dental and vision, and even Medicare. He has it all covered. Now more than ever, it is critical to have a health insurance agent who is local and accessible. So call Drew Moak at 601-953-8449. 601-953-8449 and get your free quote today.
The signs of summer are here. Freshly mowed grass, days in the water at the ballpark, and all the rest on the golf course. Well, that's how we do it over here at Oxford and Ole Miss anyway. And PXG Golf Apparel is here to make sure you're locked and loaded for round after round at University Course or Oxford Country Club. PXG has taken its mission to create the most high-quality, high-performance golf clubs in the game to their new line of apparel as well. With PXG Apparel, there's something for everyone. From pants, polos, and sweaters to hats, joggers, and skirts. You'll usually find me with a hat on my head, and PXG has nailed the fitted breathable, and my navy goes with pretty much anything. So don't wait another second. Elevate your style game on and off the course with the PXG Spring Summer 2024 collection. Head over to pxg.com/TOC and use promo code TOC for Talk of Champions at checkout to save 10% on all apparel. That's pxg.com/TOC. Code TOC for Talk of Champions to save 10% on apparel. PXG, a proud sponsor of the Talk of Champions podcast network. It's concert season, and concert season is all about the boots. Already, Oxford and Ole Miss have seen Morgan Wallen light it up at Vaught-Hemingway Stadium. Ole Miss football star and Talk of Champions podcaster Jared Ivey bemoaned how his boots were lacking. He should have gone with Tecovas, the only stop for the Ole Miss fan and the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings for the spring and summer, including timeless, always on-trend styles in men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Stop by your local Tecovas store and have a complimentary drink or two on the house while you shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service, and many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges and ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. The sun's a shining in Oxford, Mississippi. Cookouts in the Grove, beer showers. It's just the very best time for an Ole Miss Rebel to get out and get going. Carry front door peace of mind with you everywhere you go with Eufy Video Lock. Never has home security been so easy. Eufy Video Lock, an all-in-one security device for your front door, allows you to keep an eye on everything back home. And it's so easy. Installation requires only a screwdriver. So ditch those house keys forever and give Eufy Video Lock a try today. There's no monthly fee, and Eufy Video Lock has customer support on standby 24/7 to help you with any and all home security needs. Go ahead, have your Ole Miss fun in the sun with the assurance your home is in good hands with Eufy Video Lock. Eufy Video Lock's built-in camera can tell you who's at your front door from the comfort of your poolside chair. So search Eufy Video Lock today. That's EUFY Video Lock. Or visit eufyofficial.com/videolock to see how you can gain complete control of your door. That's Eufy Video Lock, a proud sponsor of this, the Talk of Champions podcast network.
This is Cali. With C-Spire's blazing fast nationwide 5G network, she's got her fans in the palm of her hands. Live streaming her Mississippi Blues from her phone wherever she is. Out there, wherever they are. Right now, get the latest 5G phone on us. Only at C-Spire. Customer inspired.
Yeah, speaking of a blast, if you need to, speaking of double-decker, you need to, you know, weather's going to be even better for double-decker. Maybe you need to update your wardrobe, get some merch, maybe get a little gift or two, maybe some tailgating supplies if you need that. College Corner has you covered. Three locations, Oxford, Flowood, and Ridgeland. The new one in Oxford is spectacular, 4,000-plus square feet. Scott and the folks over there will take care of you, and they take care of us. Proud sponsor of this show, title sponsor of the Flagship Network, Talk of Champions Network. So, three locations, and if you can't get to any of the three, you can go online, collegecornerstore.com. Right now, they do have a very, very special deal going on. A Grove Collective signed football by Lane Kiffin. Basically, all you have to do, now this only applies to the Oxford location, so there is a caveat, but you're automatically entered to win the Grove Collective ball signed by Lane Kiffin when you make a purchase at College Corner and you leave a tip. But here's the thing, all tips are directly sent to the Grove Collective to benefit Ole Miss Athletics. So
nice.
Pretty awesome deal there. The promotion ends actually 31 days from today. May 15th is when the promotion ends. The winner will be randomly selected and notified via phone or email, however you choose to be notified when you leave your tip. So do that at College Corner. All right, on the other side of town, Ben, Ole Miss baseball. A little bit of a Friday night was a journey. It was not pretty. But Saturday and Sunday, I mean, just a pretty good weekend for a team that was. You want to talk about you look disheveled. That baseball team was reeling, man.
Yeah.
Losers of seven straight, or I guess eight straight after Friday. Searching for answers. What a bounce back. I mean, we're not anywhere close to, Ole Miss baseball is back. Like, this team's figured it out. No, it's just one weekend. But, I mean, I completely forgot that this program has not beaten Mississippi State in a three-game series in 9 years, which is absurd. Last time it happened was 2015. It was a sweep. Pretty good weekend at Swayze Field.
I am so happy for the players, for the coaches, but especially the fans. And those fans showed up. Yes, it was Grove Bowl Games Day. It was the in-state rival. But it's been, outside of about a month plus for the last 3 years, really hard to be in those stands and expecting Ole Miss to get a win. They were like 9-34 in the SEC going into the series. And like you said, they hadn't, or I think someone did the math on Twitter, and maybe Kate Smith, he's a really good Ole Miss follow on Twitter. And it's like over 3,000 days, Ole Miss hadn't beaten Mississippi State in a series in baseball. And when you think about it that way, it was already bad enough that it was since 2015. But we get used to reading that, you know, when you think about the days, because we live these days every day. You know, when we hear about where our feet are, this is where our feet are 3,000 days. So I'm happy for everyone. What does it change about the season? Well, nothing. Maybe we'll look back on it in a couple months and say this was the jumping off point for another incredible, memorable run like the 2022 title run, or they'll go back to losing again and all the conversations begin to turn to, you know, what's the evaluation of Mike Bianco? And in that vein, I should say the Ivy League will be releasing early this week, possibly Tuesday, which will be April 16th. More likely Wednesday morning with Keith Carter and Jared Ivey asked about the baseball situation, but this was before the Ole Miss series. How much does it factor in? Short term, it was a huge, huge burden off of everybody's shoulders. They could just breathe again and enjoy Ole Miss baseball for what it is, which is always one of the most, one of the very best when clicking on all cylinders, you know, one of the very best college baseball programs in the country, right? But it's been a while since they've operated that way. And to see the fans in the stands like it's supposed to be, to see the team rallying, performing at a high level, coming through in big moments, really happy for them. Let's hope that it's the jumping off point, like again it was in 2022, and not what it has been mostly for the last 3 years, which is what? Far more losing than winning. And that leads to a bigger conversation about Mike Bianco and his future and all those things. None of that conversation has been altered at all, but really just a perfect capper, however, to the weekend for an Ole Miss fan base that outside of football, a lot of teasing, but not really giving them, you know, not really delivering. And football has been delivering, thankfully, because it's the most popular sport at Ole Miss. It's been delivering like it's never done before. Program record 11 wins last year, access bowls in 2 out of the last 3, on and on and on. You know all of these things. Outside of that, Chris Beard had some flashes, 13-0 start, only one of 3 teams in basketball this year, beat NC State by 20, which went on to the Final Four. There are a lot of great things, but it's more pockets of good, right? Yeah. I hope this isn't a pocket, this series win for Ole Miss baseball. Finally, the first in over 3,000 days, the first since 2015. I hope that this series win, long overdue for this tortured Ole Miss fan base, I hope that it's not just a pocket of good and it turns into a jumping off point. Right now, I think it's understandable that, you know, I'm holding my breath.
Yeah, look, if you're wondering like, oh, this is the secret sauce to figuring it out. The last time that Ole Miss defeated Mississippi State in a series 9 years ago, that team finished 30-28. So no, it's not the secret. But it's a step in the right direction for a team that was really, really in trouble and really searching to find an identity. Maybe they found it. We'll see. I know tomorrow on tomorrow's show, Grayson Weir and I will talk more baseball. We'll get into the weekend. But yeah, it was good. Because look, the portal guys, you could tell that they were pressing, and it was a good weekend, especially Sunday. I mean, just an offensive, you know, avalanche, which it's been tough for this offense to string together hits and get those big hits in big situations with runners in scoring position, things like that. The pitchers, outside of Friday night, pitching was good. And look, Saturday, last thing here before we get out of here, Ben.
Mason Nichols, first, got to say his name. What is his job on Sunday?
He was lights out on Sunday, but Saturday to me was big. Every opportunity, 3 or 4 times to just lie down and quit. We can't get it done. Mississippi State hit 2 go-ahead home runs in extra innings. Ole Miss fought back. So it's not a top 5 Mississippi State team, you know, by any means, but it's a rivalry series and one that has been dominated by the Bulldogs. So it was a big, big step in the right direction. Speaking of stepping in the right direction, I mentioned him earlier. If you need to cut your health insurance premiums by as much as 20-30%, aging into Medicare, you need to find a Medicare supplement plan. You can call Drew Moak of USA Benefits Group at 601-953-8449. I don't think he will put you in touch with Joey Chestnut, but he will help you with cutting those premiums. He's an Ole Miss grad located in Mississippi, and he's licensed in 7 states, so he's local and accessible. He works with the nation's second largest health insurance brokerage, and he has access to 35 different carriers, so he can help you with life insurance, dental, vision, Medicare. He's got it all covered. That's Drew Moak, 601-953-8449, or you can check him out, usabg.com/DMOAK, and get your free quote. Ben, it's a pleasure as always. Looking forward to this week's Ivy League show, and then that extra credit session you got with AJ Brown is going to be fun.
And also, a certain head coach of your Ole Miss Rebels is sitting down in the Ivy League on Wednesday, scheduled to. You know, I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch here, but yeah, the old ball coach Lane Kiffin, the mastermind behind what I thought was awesome, the Grove Bowl games, will be sitting down with Jared Ivy on Wednesday. So I don't know when that one will release. You know, we'll see how it plays out. But, yeah, man, it's going to be something to stay tuned for because, like Zach said, we're always producing stuff here on the Talk of Champions podcast network. we might have to get around to finally getting rid of Talk of Champions and make it more identifiable for something else. But that's another discussion for another day. Search Talk of Champions wherever you get your podcasts. Check us out on YouTube. A lot of bonus stuff, like Zach said, like the Ivy League extra credit coming to YouTube and on three exclusively, actually. So be sure to check it out. I appreciate you, my friend. It's always fun. And when we do it again, it'll be more fun.
Absolutely. We got portal coverage at omspirit.com. Ole Miss did get a basketball commit over the weekend. Check that article out. At the website, get on the message board, get in the conversation, get activated, get involved. $1 to join.
One.
We've got, Ole Miss Women's Hoops also got a commitment over the weekend. We've got Jake, our very own Jake Thompson wrote about that one. And then there's going to be some movement this week. I can almost 100% guarantee it with the portal window being open. There's going to be a lot going on. So omspirit.com, check us out. And until next time, we out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.